Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now, everyone knows it takes a long time to make a movie, right? Not so right in the case of the movie that's been made today. Yep, the entire thing shot, edited and screened over the course of one day. You might know that today is Sanlam's 100th birthday. And in honor of the occasion, they've commissioned a film tracking some of the newborn babies who are going to arrive in South Africa today. The film is called Born Today, described as a real-time movie. It's been shot over the course of this morning in several different parts of South Africa, including Cape Town. It is being edited, I think, as we speak, and is going to go live online sometime this afternoon. You'll get to watch it on television tonight. I think that's pretty impressive to shoot the movie on Friday morning and have it ready to go to screen on TV by Friday evening. Must be quite something. To tell us how they've done it and what it's all about, I have on the line with me Cameron Watson, who's creative director at the King James Group. Cameron, thanks so much for chatting to us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I had to laugh. They say you must never work with animals or children. You've chosen not only to work exclusively with children, but to put yourselves under enormous time pressure. Tell us what the idea was behind the film.
Well, I think, you know, yes, I can't agree with you more. We definitely set a challenge for ourselves on this one. So the idea behind it being that, you know, Sanlam's entire ethos has always been about the world that we leave for the generation that follows, you know. Mm-hmm. And this year's 100-year campaign for generations to come sort of playing out in different ways across the year. And with the actual 100th birthday, we knew we wanted to do something extra special. And what better way to bring that to life than to focus on the very newest generation joining us, and those are the babies born today.
Okay, so tell us what your team of intrepid cameramen has done this morning.
They've pulled off the impossible, to be honest. We've got cameramen across the country, as you've said, and they've been active since before midnight, being able to film babies and new moms, new parents, and, you know, the future of our country really being brought into the world. And then not only doing that and doing it in a beautiful way, but also getting it to our base station, getting it to our editors, being able to put it into a beautiful piece of communication to be able to go out all within the same day.
It's fantastic. Cameron, how long is the end result going to be? Have you got to the point yet where you've got a sort of a sense of the finished product?
Watch this space. No, we do have a 60-second flighting happening on TV, as you said, this evening, just after 6 p.m., and then there'll also be a version hitting hitting online sometime this afternoon, which is a slightly longer edit. But to pull off something that only takes a couple of months, to do it within pretty much 12 hours has been something that I think we'll definitely remember,
okay.
Including the parents that have had a new start and a new change to their life today.
How easy or difficult was it to get the parents to cooperate? I'm thinking back to the days when I had my babies delivered, and the very last thing I would have wanted is a camera stuck in my face, because let's just say I wasn't looking my best after that effort, Cameron. Have most of the parents been quite open to your suggestion that they participate?
Yeah, I think we've been quite amazed by the willingness of parents to be part of this. And I think, you know, the key part of it being that the reason behind why we are showing these babies, you know, they really are representative of that generation that we're all responsible for. We've been very surprised by how keen parents were to be part of this and to let us into this very intimate moment and one that we're very appreciative of that they have done that with us.
Okay, well, I can't wait to get a look at the film as soon as it goes online this afternoon. Cameron, firstly, where can we find it online? And secondly, where will we be able to watch it on TV tonight? You mentioned just after 6 o'clock.
Yes, yeah, so the first available will be obviously on digital. That will be going live on all of our Sanlam social channels. So Sanlam on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter. There will be links that you can follow through there. And then this evening, you'll be able to pick it up just after 6 p.m. on both ETV and the SABC channel.
Okay, so on both of the free-to-air channels. And then just off the top of my head, Cameron, it strikes me sitting here that there could be some longevity in this. Is there any chance that you will be able to do those babies at 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, maybe as they turn 21? Is there any thought of turning this into a sort of a long-term monitoring project?
I'll probably have to start paying you a bit of a freelance rate if you keep giving me suggestions. Okay. At the moment, obviously, just focusing on getting this out. I think we set ourselves such a huge task to be able to even consider getting something out today. And I think that's something that we'll wake up tomorrow and work on. Maybe give us till Monday. And we'll think about
okay. It. You can just give me a mention in the credits, Cameron. That's good enough.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Cameron Watson, creative director at the King James Group. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So, something so special about a newborn baby and the joy of a new parent and somebody taking them, putting them all together into a series of beautiful moments that you'll be able to take a look at 6 o'clock or just after 6 o'clock tonight on ETV and SABC. Otherwise, look for it online this afternoon.